You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Sightloss charity RNIB has warned that thousands of people could be missing out on vital support at one of the most critical points of a sightloss journey, diagnosis. Joining us now to share her story and the support she found since is Natalie Holford. It is so nice to have you on the show today, Natalie.
Nice to be with you.
Well, Natalie, let's start with your diagnosis. Can you tell us a bit more?
My sight was affected from birth. I was born with a condition called Marfan's. And in my case, I was born with congenital cataracts and dislocated lenses. So I was basically partially sighted from birth. 1998, I had first one detached retina and then the next retina the next year. That was when I was living in Germany. My sight really went down then because I had a lot of scarring. I'd come back to England and struggled with work, not being able to see properly, but still had no real help from anybody. And then 2017, I had an aneurysm, which was part of the Marfan's, had a stroke during an operation to repair the aneurysm, and that happily affected the visual computing area of my brain. I finally got certified and registered early in 2019.
So that is a really long time that you have had different sight issues and quite a few changes to your sight over this period, and you said you've not received any support over that time. So when was the first instance where you were connected with someone to support you? When did that happen?
Actually, I have to say it was RNIB Connect Radio that really helped me, because when I moved into my new home and my TV remote control had stuck and I had only got channel 730 on my television, which just happened to be RNIB Connect Radio. So all I could hear all day was interesting stuff about visually impaired people. And it started to make me think about the support which I know my uncle had had many years ago. He was completely blind, and that the RNIB had been a massive help to his life. And I got myself registered, and that seemed to get the ball rolling. I knew I had to keep knocking on people's doors, because getting to see the ROVI, the Rehabilitation Officer for Visual Impairment, was a priority. But at the time, many local authorities were running a two-year waiting list. I was heading for gold, but it might well be a bit of a challenge.
How did you feel when you started to, I guess, understand how much support is out there, but also, I guess, grasp that over the years, no one helped you connect with it and no one really made you aware of what is out there?
I realized all the lost opportunities. Question now whether or not I might have been better supported in school. I could have stayed in my jobs, maybe getting access to work or specialist equipment to actually work. I know that in my last job, I looked as if I was being managed out very caringly. But if I'd have known about the support from the RNIB and maybe Department of Work and Pensions, it might have taken a lot of the stress off me. I might have been more fulfilled, and I was actually quite a useful person before all my calamities, and I never actually used the ECLO. It would have been great at that first opportunity, but when you suddenly end up not being able to see one day to the next, the work of the ECLOs, picking people up when they've had a devastating diagnosis and occurrence and things like that, I think it's so important. So knowing what a palette of support is available has just made me realise that there were lots of lost opportunities.
Now that you have taken those steps to find support, to reach out to others, has your life changed?
It has changed massively. I think the work of the Rovi, the rehabilitation officer, literally changed my life. And that was through receiving the white cane, the long cane. And I had fought against having anything that suggested I was disabled. But at the time, I was having to walk with a walking stick because of the stroke. But I have found that the white cane, I've heard it called a peacemaker because it helps the public to understand that you might have some different needs, but also it puts me back in control, and I love being in control. I'm a control freak. It's really literally opened doors and makes me feel able to do so many more things. In that, it's given me confidence to actually tell people what I need. And I think the training that you get alongside helps you to have conversations with the public. Well, actually, I'd prefer to hold your arm than you grab my arm and actually express your needs as opposed to perceived needs.
No, that's makes so much sense, because support should always be personal and should be led by the person who is asking for that support. And in current years, what is the most exciting thing you have been involved since, I guess, you rebuilt your confidence?
Oh, I would say, well, yesterday I took somebody on the train with me, and we were going to a sight loss conference in probably our next big city, but it was still a step in the right direction for me, being more independent going on the train. But it was a massive step for my friend, and it was the first time she'd done something like this, go to a conference, and actually realizing that I was facilitating somebody else to do something, even though I was still nervous. I think it's so exciting. You are passing your knowledge on and helping each other, because she was enabling me to get my confidence. And I've joined the U3A, the University of the Third Age, to their art group, because I've taken up painting, which might sound ridiculous for a visually impaired person, but I think looking at the creativity that we still have, because we're very creative about the way we live our lives, that's been great fun. And it's almost as if I'm a child again and I'm trying all sorts of things out. So it is an amazing time.
Well, Natalie, I am so glad to hear that things have improved so incredibly in the last few years for you. And thank you so much for speaking with us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
And thank you. And thank you to my remote control that got stuck.
And of course, if you're listening to this conversation and perhaps what Natalie was saying there resonated with you, remember, there are services available that can help you. If you would like to find out a bit more about what support is available for you, you can contact the RNIB helpline. That number is 0303-123-9999, or visit the website. It's rnib.org.uk.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.